Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, you might assume that when your kid goes to school, that the school district does not share their personal information with anyone, but that may not always be the case, and we certainly have run across a situation like that out in the Wentzville School District, and Renee Henke is one of the board members out there and pointed this out to me. I saw her post on Facebook about it, and Renee, welcome into the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So somebody used the Missouri Sunshine Law and got what kind of information on students?
Correct. They asked for all 6th through 12th grade male students, their name, address, what school they attend, what grade they are in. They also asked for their GPA and the parent's name, but those two items were not shared with this organization. They did say that that was protected under FERPA. But I am confused how the students' private information wasn't covered under FERPA.
No, right. I mean, that's pretty. Who's the organization? I mean, could anyone come to a school district that doesn't have a rule against it and ask for that information?
Yeah, it's more about the fact that it happened, not what organization it is. And I don't want to, give them any props or anything.
Okay.
But it's a big problem that districts they can give out student information. We're still looking into it. Jen and I have been looking into this to see if we can get a policy. So she has drafted a policy and she's been checking with lawyers to make sure that we're staying within the bounds of the law to protect our students' private information. This should not have happened. And I know other school districts do have policies to where they at minimum notify the parent and give the parent the opportunity to say, don't share my kids' private information.
I would think most parents would want that. In fact, I thought I read here in your Facebook post, Renee, that you did try to bring this out, this opt-out policy. And what happened there at the board meeting when you tried to bring that up?
Correct. Last October, so October of 2023, that did come up. I asked for that to be put on the agenda for the meeting, and we discussed it. And it just seemed that the other board members did not want it just because I brought it up. And they kept trying to twist it into saying that I am trying to break the law here by saying that we need an opt-out policy. But this is how we protect our students' data and their private information is through policy. And that's what we need. And we also need legislators to help us to back this up. So I've already been in contact with Nick Schroer, and he did say that he's going to draft legislation this week for this exact item. And so I hope that he can get support with that and we can get this moving to protect our kids' data.
Well, they're minors. I mean, I don't know why this is even an issue. It strikes me that regardless of the motivation of the company or the organization that's seeking the information, they're minors. And I understand and respect the Sunshine Law to find out what's going on behind the scenes and transparency and all of that. This strikes me as the only reason somebody would want that is to try to sell something to your family or your kid. I mean, is that what they were after?
Yes, I think they're just looking for more members to their organization. Oh. But there are other ways to go about that. And yes, it is absolutely about protecting our minor students' private information.
But what would stop
a predator? We need to be doing.
What would stop a predator from wanting to access that information if they realized that was available to them? I think about as having worked for a TV station for many years. Inmates who are minors have more protection than these students do because you're not given their picture, their name, or anything.
Exactly. And another example of that is this past January, we received bombs threats and it ended up being a minor. And we were told that we couldn't even have that minor's information because of FERPA. And here they're giving our students information out now, you know, to just anybody. So this has got to change. We have got to protect their information.
Yeah. We don't know what happened with this particular list that was given out,
right,
the info. You have no idea once it's gone how it's being used.
Right. And they, since it's now been made public, so once you do a Sunshine Law request, that information is then public. So that organization can then share out that data as well. So I don't know if they're going to keep it just to themselves, if they're going to share it out. You know, I find this a big problem. And like you all are saying, too, you know, of course, I did think about the worst, you know, that maybe they want to hurt the students. This is a really big problem. I was very upset when I saw that Sunshine request come in, and I want to make sure the parents know.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. Renee Henke is our guest with the Wentzville School Board. What has the superintendent had to say about this, if anything? Do they care?
I think he does care. And he did check with legal, and that was the legal advice, is that we can give out the student information. We don't have a policy currently, and the Sunshine Law does not cover the disclosure of minor private information. And so those are the things that need to be fixed. I mean, personally, I would have told the company, you know, no, you can't have it, and you can sue me for it, you know, but... So it's something that we're going to have to do through legislation and policy. I mean, the short term is get a policy passed to protect their information and at minimum notify parents and give them the opportunity to say, don't give my kids information out.
Well, and it would take something happening legislatively with, say, what Nick Schroer plans to draft in order for all school districts to have to follow this. Because how often has this happened elsewhere?
Right. And I know that it has happened with other school districts, and then that did prompt them to draft a policy. So it's happening. And so I think it's a district level thing, but it is also a legislative level thing as well.
That's true. Renee, what's the action item here? I mean, if your parents in the Wentzville School District, you have a meeting coming up, you have one more meeting this year, right?
Correct. Yep. On the 19th. So I would encourage parents to email their principal and just say that they would like to opt their student out of directory information sharing, and then they will help them get the form that they need to fill out.
And then also, if you're passionate about it, show up to the board meeting and voice your support. I mean, during the public speaking portion.
Exactly. Yeah, we have diminishing support. So getting people to come and support us would be great. And especially with something like this, you know, people need to speak out.
Well, I hope they do. And I appreciate you drawing this people's attention to it, because it certainly shocked me when I wouldn't even have thought that was a thing. But it is, clearly. And the districts can impact that with just a policy change, and I would hope more of them would look at it. Renee, thank you, and happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you soon. Appreciate that. That was not even on my radar. I never would have thought about it, that my kids' information would just be turned over to some outside organization.
That's the most concerning part to me, is how many predators would be able to use this. I don't know how many of them would even know how to, you know, do something related to the Sunshine Law, but the fact is they could, and get access to the child's name, address,
mailing
age,
address,
the building they're in. So if they're looking to target and harm somebody, they would even know which building they're in.
Yeah, you hate to default to worst case scenario, but...
You plan for the worst and you hope for the best.
Thank you. As a parent, how do you not default to the worst scenario there? If you're asked the question, does my school district have a policy on this? Regardless of what district you're in, you should be asking that.
Get more at 971talk.com.